The Gemara and Daf Yedches quotes the Braisa that Misha Meso Mutilafanov is pater from Kriyashma, from Tefillah, from Tefillin, and all mitzvahs amuris Torah. So we have a general concept that if someone is dealing with the inyanim of a mace, specifically the type of mace that one is obligated to take care of, like a close relative, so we apply the concept of Oseik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. There's a little bit of a machlokas Rashi Tosfos over here as to whether or not a person is allowed to volunteer the mitzvahs, if there's an inyan of just Oseik b'mitzvah, or also Kvod Shel Mace, is it considered to be Zayin to the Mace if one wants to volunteer to do mitzvahs? And that's generally the accepted opinion that we don't even allow the person to volunteer doing mitzvahs. Now, it's important to keep in mind that although Al Pi Halacha Lamaisa, we do refer to this person as an Onain. However, there's a difference between the technical term Onain and the term Mishameso Mutalafana. The term Onain is a Daraisa term. For example, when we talk about Vidoy Meiser in Parshas Kisavo, so we say, Lo Achalti Be'oni Mimenu. So that we say that I didn't eat it when I was in Onain. An Onain is usher to eat from Kudshim, is usher to eat from Maisros, etc., those types of things. And that is actually a din min ha-Torah, aside from the issue of tur mitzvos. Tur mitzvos is based on the concept, which is not the concept of aninus. It's a general Torah concept of osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, / kavod ha-meis. And that is not the technical term only. So the technical term is what the Mishnah says by us, which is mishameso muta lefanav. That's a different idea than the onin. The onin is dafka and the yom hamisa, until nightfall, I believe. I haven't been osek in that sugya for a little while. Sorry about that if I'm wrong. But I believe it's just until nightfall of that first day, he has this din that he's not allowed to consume maestros and kachim and things like that. Now, in terms of the Ptur Mitzvos, there is a very important discussion here in the Rush. The Rush is in Simon Beis of the third Perek, and it discusses the following story. I'll read from a little bit inside. Amru Pam Achas Hayarizal. This is, it says Rabbeinu Yehuda elsewhere. He says Rabbeinu Yehuda was an Onain, V'achal below Havdalah, and he ate without saying Havdalah, because basically the case is that the mace was Nifter on Shabbos, and then when Motzai Shabbos came around, the Ri was already an Onin, and therefore he was not allowed to make Havdalah, and therefore he was allowed to eat. And his Talmidim said, let us make Havdalah for you, and he explained, no, you're not even allowed to make Havdalah for me, and therefore he didn't say anything, and they went to the Levaya the next morning after he came back from the Kavura. So they asked him at that point, let's make Havdalah now. And he said, nope, I'm not making Havdalah now. And this is the lashon that he used. Me'achar sha'isi potter emesh b'shas chiyav Havdalah mishum sha'isi onin gam ata potter ani. Since I was potter yesterday, at the time that the chiyav Havdalah was there, now I am still potter. And he quotes the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tes Amid Aleph. Chiger b'yom harishon mispashu b'yom sheni, kevan shenidcha b'yom rishon, shuv Eino chayev biyom sheni. That is his raya, which is that let's say a person was potter from doing aliyah l'regel and bringing the olas r'iya on the first day of Yantif because he was not able to walk, and then he had a miraculous recovery by one of the later days of Yantif. So normally there is a concept of tashlumin with both for the karman for the olas r'iya and for as well as for the karman chagiga. And you can bring it on one of the later days. However, that's assuming you were already chayiv, and on the first day, and for some reason you just didn't bring it. Then you can make it up the rest of the yantif. But if you were never chayiv in the first place on the first day, then we view it as tashlum and derishon, and you are potter for the entirety of yantif. And the second day, there in the Gemara, which is that this one is called Kulan Tashlum and Derishon, that you're always making up for the first day. However, the second Mandamar says Kulam Tashlum and Zelazah, which means that you have a chiyav on the first day. If you're not able to be chayav, if you're not chayav to bring it, then it rolls over to the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day, and you would bring it even if you were putter on the first day. But clearly, the accepted halacha according to the Ri, and this is the way we paskin in general, is that if you it's Kulam Tashlum and Derishon in that case. And although it doesn't necessarily apply to other cases of similar teshlumin, which we're not going to get into now, but there's other cases which you might think it would be the same din, but elsewhere we say that it's not the same. Here, the Ri says that is the din as it's learned from the Gemara in Chagiga. However, he quotes Rabbeinu Meir, and in the Rush here, it's Rabbeinu Meir de Nuremberg. Everywhere else, it's the Rush's Rebbe, the Marami Rutenberg, Rabbeinu Meir of Rutenberg, Rothenburg, Germany, and likely that is exactly, you know, who the Rush is referring to here as well. Behilchus Smachos Shelo, he writes in his edition of Hilchus Avelus, and he says that the halacha is not that way. He says, yes, of course, you're allowed to eat before you make Havdalah because you are an Onin on Motzai Shabbos. However, after the mace is buried on the next day, then you would go back and you would say Havdalah the next day, because now the chi of Havdalah sets in for you, and you are chayev to make Havdalah, even though you were putter the night before. And he explains, and I'm skipping a lot in the Rush, but he says benidon zeh kevan dim zman ha Havdalah kol yom ha-macharas v'chol ha-shabbos kula, really have a chiyuv to make Havdalah till the end of the week, which for us it ends on Tuesday night when it comes to inyanim of the previous Shabbos. So therefore, you have a chiyuv that continues throughout. Afal pi shelo hayayachol ha-havdil kodem shenik bar meso, yavdil la'achar shenik bar meso. Kiddiprishis, right? He says, even since you weren't allowed to make Havdalah before, you certainly should make Havdalah afterwards because the Zman of the Chiyuv continues. However, the Rush agrees with, and he says, V'nirali kidivre Rabbeinu Yehuda. I disagree with my Rabbi Rabbeinu Meir. I agree with Rabbeinu Yehuda. And he says, the ha'amrinon, and he quotes the Gemara in Arvi Pesachim, Yishalo Hivdil B'motzai Shabbos Ma'ad V'holach Kol HaShabbos Kulo Hainu Kishalo Hayelo Yayin B'motzai Shabbos Hashira Ones Acher Shalo Hayayachol HaHavdil. He says the whole idea of making Havdalah throughout the week until Tuesday, that is Dafka when you had some type of a situation that you couldn't make Havdalah, but you had the Chiyuv to make Havdalah. Avo Onein Debishoh Shechal Alav Chiyuv Havdalah Hayapater Niftalagamri Vesulo Mechayev. So he says, but an Onain who was never chayev in the first place, he continues to be potter because he never was chayev. The chayev never set in. And he says, the dimyon to the Gemara and Chagiga is perfect. And that is why he accepts the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda even over his great Rebbe, the Merami Rutenberg. Okay, so this is the Machlokes. There's a comment that the Rabbi Chana Wasserman has his commentary on Maseches Bava Basra. It's in the context of Hilchos Tzedakah over there, and a very important Tosfos. But most of the Tosfos is not shaykh to this discussion. But he points out that he thinks the machlokes here is an actual machlokes when it comes to the concept of osik b'mitzvah patim and a mitzvah, the classic hakira of hutra versus dechuya. He says that according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda, when we say osik b'mitzvah patim and a mitzvah, we say that mitzvah is hutra. It is completely pushed aside, that it doesn't even exist. And therefore, the chiyuv never sets in. You were never chayiv in the mitzvah in the first place. However, the Maram, he holds that the opinion when it comes to osik b'mitzvah patim and a mitzvah v'shita is that it is dechuya. The mitzvah is still there. Just for some reason, you are putter from doing it right now. But as soon as that roadblock gets out of the way, you go back to being chayiv to do the mitzvah. And that is how he analyzes the machlokes. And certainly that is a valid analysis. Obviously, not that Rabbi Chana needs my haskama, but that's certainly a valid way to look at it. But it doesn't necessarily stem with the words of the Rush in the way that Rabbeinu Yehuda presents his shita. This is it might not be dafka adin. It's possible that's not what they're arguing by. Meaning, Rabbi Chanan is assuming it's because that they both accept the mandamar in the Gemara in Chagiga, that it was if you were a chiger biyom rishon espash biyom sheni, you are potter. But could be that they're arguing over that machlokes gufa. Do we view things as tashlumin de rishon or tashlumin zelazeh? That's one possibility. Or it's possible that they just question whether or not it's the same case. Is that the same exact dimyon? Do you compare it to the case of the Gemara in Chagiga, or do you not? And therefore, And therefore, it could be that the machlokas is just how to apply the Gemara and Chagiga, but it's not a universal machlokas in how we look at Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Looking at Kilas Yaakov, I believe it's over here, for an expansion on that particular discussion. Just in terms of the Halacha L'maisa, so the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Ayin Aleph Sif Aleph writes, Mishemes lo meshu chayv lesab lalav, afilo eino mutel alav lekavro, potter mikriyash mamitfila, if you have a mace and you're chayv for in avelos, even if you yourself are not the one being osek in the kvura, nevertheless, you're potter from kriyashma and davening. Vafilim rotza lahachmer alatzo velikros eino rashai. He says, you're not even allowed to choose to be machmir and to say kriyashma and daven. V'yesh lo mishish dadal b'shvila b'tzorchi kvura v'rotza lahachmer alatzo velikros eino mochen b'yadav. If you mamish have someone else who's taking care of it and you want to be machmir, we allow it. We're not going to stop you. Now, the Mogen Avram here adds something very interesting. And he says that... miyad mikishim aschilin lahashlich afra alames yikrav yisbalach lechem. Says as soon as they put the dirt on the mace, that's when you should say kriyashma and daven chinasam aril v'nireli the kodim chatzos yisbal shakros k'mosh kasus in pentes. Right, this we discussed also in our Gemara that. The Zman Shachris continues until Chatzos. That's the first Mishnah in Tfilas HaShachar. And he says that the Zman goes until Chatzos, so you can daven Shachris up until Chatzos. Avol Birchas HaShachar nearly to lo yomar kevin the Rishas Chovaso Hoya Potter. So the Chiddush in Magen Avram is that you shouldn't say Birchas HaShachar, because Birchas HaShachar the Chiyuv set in when the morning came around. And at that time you were already Potter, and therefore, you were not at all chayiv in the Birchas HaShachar to begin with, and therefore it's something you shouldn't go back and say it now. Very similar to the way Rabbeinu Yehuda looks at the mitzvah of Havdalah, and then in the Mishnah, this is quoted in the Mishnah Brura, and then Mishnah Brura in. He writes, "V'yesh cholkin alav v'safik brachos lahakel." There are those who disagree with the Magen Avraham, but nevertheless, you go safik brachos lahakel, except for Birchas HaTorah. You're allowed to say. You're allowed to say shlo asani goy, shlo asani yavid, shlo asani isha. Right. So even the Magen Avraham would agree to those particular brachos. And then he says further that you don't even have to daven tashlumin for the tefillah that you missed. So he says, "Delo dami l'shachach onenas velo espal shachris de mashlima b'mincha." Says this is not a case where you forgot to daven shachris, that you would daven a tashlumin during the time of mincha. The hasam the emes hayimachuyev rakshal yedesi below espal. So he says that over there, you really were chayav to daven. You just had a reason that you forgot or whatever. You were nanas and you couldn't daven. Over here, the chayav to daven never said it in the first place, and therefore you would not have to daven tashlumin for such a thing. So this is exactly the application of Shitas Rabbeinu Yehuda, where he says you don't make up the havdalah. So too, the Magen Avraham says that even though you should daven shachris, but nevertheless you shouldn't say birchas shachar. And the Mishnah Brura adds in that if you were an owning throughout the entire Zman of Shachris and even past Chatzos, you wouldn't go back and daven Tashlumin for the Shachris that you missed.